Baseball in a minute, but back to the Dennis Rodman thing for a moment. If you haven't heard the clip yet, it's pretty long. It's about 2.5 minutes, but it's a good listen. And Cuomo tried to kind of press him on the details. And I don't know if Rodman's uninformed, didn't want to get into it, is so like blinded by the money that he's been getting from Kim Jong-un, what the situation is. But it was bad TV, mostly because Rodman couldn't make sense of it. And all his buddies around him were trying to calm him down and sort of help him out a little bit. It just didn't really work out too well.
You do have a relationship with this man. You've said it many times. We've seen it demonstrated.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Yes.
Are you going to take an opportunity,
right,
if you get it,
right,
to speak up for the family of Kenneth Bay and to say, let us know why this man is being held, that this is wrong, that he is sick? If you can help Dennis, will you take the opportunity?
The one thing about politics, Kenneth Bay did one thing. If you understand, if you understand what Kenneth Bay did,
yeah,
do you understand what he did?
What did he do? You
in
tell
this
me.
Country.
You tell me. What did he do?
No. You tell me. You tell me. Why is he held captive?
They haven't released any country charges. They haven't released. They haven't released any reason.
I would love to speak on this.
Go ahead.
You know, you got 10 guys here. 10 guys here that have left their families, left their damn families to help this country as a sports venture. Got 10 guys, all these guys here. Do anyone understand that?
We do, and we appreciate that, and we wish them well with cultural exchange.
No. I'm just saying, no, I don't give a shit. I'm going to rat's ass what the hell you think. I'm saying to you, look at these guys here. Look at them.
Yeah, but Dennis, don't put it on them. Don't use them as an excuse for the behavior that you're putting on yourself.
They came here.
You just basically were saying that Kenneth Bay did something wrong. We don't even know what the charges are. Don't use these guys as a shield for you, Dennis.
Listen.
I got it. Let me do this. Really? I'm going to tell you one thing. People around the world, I'm going to do one thing. Your guy behind the mic right now, we are the guys here doing one thing. We have to go back to America and take the abuse. Do you have to take the abuse? Well, we're going to take. Do you, sir? Let me know. Are you going to take that bitch? We're going to get it. But guess what I do? One day, this door's going to open.
What?
Wow.
That dude's gears are totally stripped. I don't know how you can sit there as a grown man and let Dennis Rodman represent you in any way, shape, or form. I was waiting for one of his guys to get up and go, I'm out, bro. I'm out.
Yeah, I made a mistake.
Oops. I guarantee they were all thinking it, whether or not anybody was. And again, you still got to get out of North Korea at that point.
He wants to help with a sports venture in a country that has threatened the world with nuclear weapons?
I don't even have a problem with that. It's the whole thing. His whole act, though, is so unbelievable.
It's his boy.
Crazy.
I mean, he is tight with this dictator.
He loves money.
He's my brother, he has said. I love him, he has said. That's what it's about. He's trying to make a special thing for his buddy's birthday. It's disgusting.
Kenny Anderson, Cliff Robinson, Vin Baker, all legitimate NBA players. Eric Sleepy Floyd, Doug Christie, Charles Smith, all legitimate NBA players, and 4 street ballers to be named later. All there along with this whack job, Dennis Rodman. But anybody who's seen Dennis Rodman's act in the last few years, and again, he was always a little off kilter. He was always a little unique. He was always a little strange, and he got more so as he got richer and more successful. But the last 5 years, I mean, the guy's been completely off the rails, and there's really no question about that. Why somebody would follow him over there, I don't know how desperate for money you'd have to be. Not to mention the fact you're putting yourself in harm's way. You're putting yourself up for ridicule in your own country, and you're putting yourself in harm's way in North Korea, which is a place you don't want to be in harm's way.
He said, we're going to get abused in America. We're going to come home to America and get abused. Well, you should.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's right about that.
You're being un-American.
I will give. That's un-American, Wally. That right there is un-American.
That's un-American.
Poor David Stern. I feel bad for him. Luckily for him, it's almost over. He won't have to address anything about Dennis Rodman soon because he'll be nice and retired. But he's already addressed it, this poor guy.
I think that the bait is a little bit off kilter
because Dennis had a meltdown? You know, Dennis will be Dennis, but I think there's a lot at stake here in terms of a country that is a very dangerous country. They were blinded by the payday. I don't know what else to say or how directly to say it. That's all. And Charles should have known better, but he didn't in this case, and I'm sure he's sorry for what he's doing. Well, the entire team is composed of former NBA players, okay? And for what I would guess is a relatively large sum of money, they have agreed to go and give a birthday present to the leader. We did not sanction this. This is not part of us. We wouldn't do such a thing without collaborating with the U.S. State Department.
Well, you want to talk about ends of the spectrum, huh?
Great answer.
Oh, he's good. He's good. We're going to miss him.
That man's come unraveled.
Oh, Dennis, you're crazy. Do people like Dennis Rodman know they're crazy? Does he wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and go, man, I'm really out of it.
I'm a nut.
Yeah. I do wonder. And how long do they have to stay, I wonder, too? I mean, how many times do they have to play over there?
I'd heard that.
They've already lost, hadn't they?
I don't even know what happened.
They were down 39-27 at half, and they commingled the teams.
I think they were playing against a 7'8" North Korean who had his hopes of playing in the NBA dashed by being North Korean.
I didn't get into the whole breakdown of the game. I didn't know you guys had looked at the competitive nature of it all.
Well, they're the basketball fans, sure.
I'm the sports editor.
Sorry. That needs to be part of the column. Unfair teams in North Korea. That should be your deal. Oh, man. Today, a lot closer to home and a lot more important to most people, the baseball writer is going to decide who will go into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. And some guys seem to be obvious, some guys not so much. I thought Greg Maddux would be a lock. I imagine he probably is.
Yeah, he will be.
Not everyone put him on their ballot, though. Now, I'm not sure why, but we're going to take a time out and we'll talk about it when we come back. I'm going to get Phil's thoughts on who should go in, who will go in, and what the situation is. 1 o'clock, right? Right as we're going off the air, they're going to announce it today?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
I will say this. This last go around, these last couple of months, the debate about it has been extremely nasty and a little overboard in some cases. So I'm very happy that it's finally going to be done.
Me too. Jim's Razorback Pizza, I'll tell you what else is done. The bet I had with a certain someone.